Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Donna Snyder and Sherry Petty, and we're going to be talking about something really scary, I think. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning.
Donna, it's time again for the haunted house.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's that time of year.
Already. I mean, I can't hardly believe it's we just passed the 1st of October and you guys are already for the haunted house. So let's start out with where, you know, just in case people don't know. Okay, where is this haunted house going to be?
It is at the fairgrounds, barn number 4, where we've been for about the last 5 years now. So
it's okay. If you've been there before, it's going to be in the same place. If you haven't been there, remember it's at the fairgrounds. And I'm sure once they get the fairgrounds, no problem finding you.
There you go. You can't miss it once you get there.
Okay, and the dates?
The dates are, we actually open this Friday, so it's October 5th. And 6th, and then October 12th and 13th, October 19th and 20th, the 26th, 27th, and then we'll be open on Halloween for our last evening.
I don't know if that would be the scariest one or not, but it might be, it might not. And what about times?
We are open on Friday nights. We did things a little differently this year on Friday evenings. We are going to have the Spookless Matinee from 7 to 8 every Friday evening.
That's more for kind of the younger kids, or if you don't want to be so
scared.
Younger
kids or the people who are curious and want to come see things, but they don't really want to be scared, you know, out of their wits. So we decided that we would do that every Friday night. And then from 8 to midnight, we have what we call our Scare Fest. And that's every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to midnight.
Okay, so every Friday, Saturday, 8 to midnight, mm-hmm. And then that.
And then on Halloween, we will be open for our Spookless Matinee from 7 to 8. And then from 8 to 11, we'll have our Scare Fest.
Okay. In the past, have the kids come out or some people come in their own costumes? Especially on Halloween?
We do have people who occasionally do come through in costume.
Fun.
It makes it a lot of fun.
Fun for everybody. Okay, so now we're going to find out just a few details, and we're going to visit with Sherry Petty about that. Good morning to you, Sherry.
Good morning.
Sherry, you've been out there building, putting it together, I understand.
I have.
Okay, and that takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
A lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of hands.
And materials.
Materials.
Yes. So, you know, if people have been there before, they're going, oh, well, you know, I've seen this, been there, done that, but maybe not.
Maybe not this year. We got a lot of props from a haunted house that quit doing a haunted house up north, and they donated a lot of their props to us. So we have a lot of brand new stuff for our haunted house anyway.
Uh-huh.
There's hardly anything that would be from the past. Cool. I'll tell you, I built it. I've gone through it. I've peed my pants when I went through.
They scared me this year.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. When you know what's
when I know
there,
what's coming, I,
oh my
and
gosh.
I, they still got me.
Better wear some Depends when you come. Okay. So are there, sounds?
There are sounds.
Are there things that touch you?
No.
No. Just scare you.
Just scare you.
We don't touch them. They don't touch us.
Okay.
That's one of our rules. We know people have startle factors. Sometimes they jump and we might get jostled or bumped. But we try very hard. One of the things we try not to do is touch someone. But we'll get pretty close to you.
Well, I was thinking like cobwebs or that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Cobwebs, my favorite thing to do in that haunted house. Yeah. I'm the cobweb queen, they say.
Uh-huh. Sherry, how many years you been doing this?
5.
I mean, you've been involved all
I've
5 years?
I've been involved for the last 5 years, yes.
Well, it seems to me this takes some engineering. This is not just, I think, going and hanging up a few things. This takes some engineering skills.
You're right. We actually start not long after October, after we tear down, clean the barn out, show the fairgrounds how the barn is clean, you know, let them know. And then we start having meetings and start planning for the next year.
So I'm thinking you have a lot of fun doing this, too.
We have a blast.
And that's part of the reward for you to have fun doing it. I mean, anybody volunteers has to have some kind of reward.
Right, and that is the reward. And yeah. Actually, every time during this time of the year, we're like, all right, it's time to build.
That's wonderful. Donna, have you been involved all those years too?
I have. This is the first year that I wasn't as involved with the build because I had some other things mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. But I have been involved in the planning of it. And actually, when they walked me through, I had not been down there until after they completed the build for a couple of weeks. And they walked me through, and for the first time in 5 years, they actually scared me. They really did.
Sherry, you know, what is this?
Tell the truth, Donna.
They did. You scared the bejesus out of me.
Did you pee your pants, too?
Almost.
Really close.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I think that just sort of says to people, if you want to be scared, this is the place to go. And a lot of people love to be scared. Donna, we haven't said who's sponsoring this.
This is the Eagles, and the JCs do assist us with it. And we have several actual sponsors this year. I'm trying to remember because she got the sponsor.
Young Farms.
Yes.
J.B. Harmon.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. If we think of that, we'll...
Yeah, we'll bring some more up. I'm thinking.
We'll bring some more, yeah.
But that's great to have some community support.
We had some community support.
Obviously, there's some costs involved with this, too.
Yeah, there is. There's a... even though we have a lot of the props already, there are little things like, you know, you always need staples and haunted houses have to have plastic because you have to wrap plastic around some things. And there's just a lot of little things that go into it. And then the cost of the advertising and things like mm-hmm. that. So we want as much of our money as possible that we make from our proceeds to go to charities. So,
and Eagles have some specific ones that they give to?
We do. We actually have, the Eagles have 13 charities under their umbrella, and including children's charities, Cancer Fund, Spinal Cord Injury Fund, and all of the money that the Eagles make. For instance, when we make money here in Iowa for our charities, 95% of that money comes back to the state of Iowa in the form of grants for research and development and trying to find cures for problems or perhaps, you know, buy items that children might need from the children's charities, things like that.
Okay. Well, Sherry, can you fill us in on JC's? Well, they get part of this profit, correct?
JC's help out. We do usually give them a donation.
Okay.
To help with their fireworks and stuff.
Yeah. So they have some projects going on. They have a Christmas project, I think, and
yep.
food and so on.
Yep.
So
and, yep, the fireworks and.
So the thing is, when people come and pay their money, which by the way, how much is it?
$7 this year at the door. We do have some discount options available because it's on our posters. Starting the second weekend on Saturday night, if somebody brings two non-perishable food items, the non-perishable food items will be donated to the food pantry, and they'll get $2 off of their
admission.
Uh-huh. And then the next weekend on Friday night, we're doing donations to the animal shelter, food, treats, toys, collars, leashes, etc. Then they'll get $2 off, so then it'd only be $5.
Kids, is there a different price for kids, for little kids, or is it all the same?
It's all the same,
okay,
except for
easy.
The spook. Oh,
the Scare Fest.
The Scare Fest. Oh, excuse me. The kids get in for $3.
Okay. So, right? Yeah. Okay. So, when you go out and have a good time and get scared and all that sort of thing, you're also giving back to the community, right, Sherry?
Correct. You're giving back to the community, so you're helping out with the community, all kinds of things.
Yeah. So I think that's good to know that. I mean, sometimes we forget that. Well, we put our money down, and, yeah, this is for me because I'm here to enjoy it. But it's neat when groups like this are doing it because then it goes right back to the community also, and you're helping out everybody along the way. So, Donna, again, remind us about the coming couple weeks here and time and place.
Well, what it is every Friday and Saturday night through the month of October, the 5th, the 6th, the 12th, the 13th, 19th, 20th, 26th, 27th, and, of course, on Halloween night.
Okay. And price, we just said, $7, unless there's a couple times you can get a discount, and it's at the Fairgrounds building, barn number 4. So thank you very much to Donna Snyder and Sherry Petty for coming out and reminding us that it's Halloween time and get out there to the haunted house. Until next time, here's the thought. Don't let life change your goals, because achieving your goals can change your life.